91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm William Prue. Montreal Canadiens legend and NHL Hall of Famer Jean Béliveau has died at the age of 83. ESPN hockey analyst Barry Melrose says Béliveau was a class act.
I've never seen Jean Béliveau without a suit on, Steve, and I've never seen him look great. I met him in 1993 when we were playing in the finals against Montreal Canadiens. I was amazed at his size, but again, just the DiMaggio aura. He was always dressed well. He carried himself great. If you look at the Stanley Cup parades, he always had a suit on. This guy was what hockey was all about. He was a face of the NHL for a number of years.
Belleville police are also asking for the public's help in finding a missing teen. Police say 16-year-old Austin Young was last seen yesterday morning. He is described as being 5'2" in height, 100 pounds, with blonde hair and green eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact Belleville police or Crime Stoppers. It's that time of year again. The Belleville police and OPP are teaming up to run the annual Lock It or Lose It campaign. Marlene Gray is an inspector with the Belleville Police Service. She says police will be handing out leaflets with helpful tips for drivers to keep their vehicles safe this holiday season. Gray says the campaign is always run during the Christmas season because it's more likely that drivers will have valuable items in their cars.
It's heartbreaking to know that you've gone out, you've done all of your Christmas shopping, left it in your vehicle, made sure that, that double check to make sure your doors are locked, only to come out to find all of your Christmas presents are gone.
One person is dead following a two-vehicle collision on eastbound Highway 401 at Brockville. Provincial police say that the crash happened around 5 a.m. Wednesday when the highways were slippery due to snow and freezing rain overnight. They say an eastbound car lost control, spun out, and struck an eastbound transport. A female passenger in the car was pronounced dead at the scene, while the female driver was taken to hospital in Brockville to be treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The collision occurred just west of a series of collisions in Grenville County. Kamloops RCMP are conducting a manhunt this morning after one of their own was shot. Corporal Cheryl Bush says the incident took place after a traffic stop at about 2:45 this morning.
An officer was attempting to conduct a traffic stop at that location when an exchange of gunfire occurred. The officer involved has been transported to Royal Inland Hospital and is currently undergoing surgery for serious injuries.
Bush says the suspects are still on the loose and the RCMP are asking the public to be on the lookout for a white 1998 Chrysler Intrepid. Alberta Premier Jim Prentice will meet with Premier Kathleen Wynne today as he presses for approval of an oil sands pipeline through Ontario. Last month, Wynne and Quebec Premier Philippe Couillard released a list of 7 conditions for the TransCanada's proposed Energy East pipeline to Eastern Canada. Prentice said on Monday that all Canadians will feel the pain unless several oil sands pipelines, including Energy East, are approved and built. Wynne last week told the Canadian press that the concerns of Ontario and Quebec Energy East should not deteriorate into provincial infighting. A week after demonstrations turned to looting and violence in Ferguson, Missouri, a consolatory message has come from the stepfather of Michael Brown. Jim Ryan reports.
Moments after learning that police officer Darren Wilson would not be indicted in the shooting death of his stepson, Lewis Head stood on a platform and yelled to an angry crowd. Within hours, more than a dozen buildings had been looted and burned. The police suggested that Head might face charges of inciting a riot. Now Head himself has issued a statement saying that he had screamed out words that he shouldn't have. Quote, "I humbly apologize to all those who read my pain and anger as a true desire for what I want for our community." Unquote. No response yet from the police. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Israelis will soon be voting on a new government. Polls show Benjamin Netanyahu with a huge lead. Jordana Miller has more.
Polls carried out by the two largest news networks here in Israel show the elections will strengthen right-wing parties, weaken the moderates, and lead to a more conservative government. The biggest winner? That may be Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. His Likud party is projected to pick up more seats in the parliament, consolidating its place as the largest party. That will put Netanyahu back in the prime minister's office. He will have plenty of ways to form a predominantly right-leaning government and the option of bringing in the ultra-Orthodox who are kept out of the current government. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
We knew HBO was interested in the pilot, but now it's officially a series. David Blaustein reports.
If you're going to do a series about the music business in the 1970s, who better to co-produce than Mick Jagger and Martin Scorsese? Not only will Scorsese serve as an executive producer, he will also direct the pilot. Boardwalk Empire creator and Sopranos writer Terrence Winter will be the untitled project showrunner. and head writer. Bobby Cannavale will star as the president of a top-tier record label. Well, the show will also feature comedian Andrew Dice Clay and Jagger's son James, who will play the lead singer of a punk rock band. David Blaustein, ABC News.
A guitarist whose band usually headlines arena concerts will go solo for an upcoming Smithsonian event. Matt Small has more.
That's the unmistakable sound of Eddie Van Halen. And the National Museum of American History says the legendary rocker will take center stage at an event there in February, part of the Smithsonian's What It Means to Be an American initiative, a three-year program that aims to explore how the U.S. became the nation it is today. The Dutch-born American moved to California from the Netherlands when he was seven. Matt Small, Washington.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
People don't reach their goals by saying, "Eh, we'll see." Life only happens when you make it happen. Come to Loyalist and grab hold of your future. Loyalist College has one of the highest graduate employment rates in the province. This January, start in one of 20 Loyalist programs. By saying yes right now, you can pursue everything from accounting to photojournalism to customs border services. Instead of saying maybe, make life happen. Learn about January start programs at LoyalistCollege.com. Loyalist College, we put you to work.
The Bulls will play host to the Ottawa 67s tonight at the Yardman. Belvo is coming off a 3-1 victory against the Erie Otters on Saturday. Puck drop is at 7:05. To junior hockey, the Golden Hawks will play against the Buffalo Junior Sabres tonight at 7:30 in Buffalo. There were 10 games in the National Hockey League last night. Joffrey Lupo scored twice, Phil Kessel ended a 5-game goal drought, and the Toronto Maple Leafs kept rolling by beating the Dallas Stars 5-3. Lupo says it was a good win, but there are some areas that need improvement.
We did some things really well. We talked after the second about playing a little tighter in the third period, which we didn't really accomplish. So plenty for us to work on, but it's a win and a big one. We'll move on and work on some things.
Other Canadian teams in action saw Ottawa fall short in overtime 3-2 to the Islanders. Calgary's Josh Jordan scored his first NHL hat trick to give the Flames a 5-2 victory over Arizona. And Daniel Sedin's 3 points helped the Canucks edge the Capitals 4-3. Staying with the NHL, Daniel Alfredson's career will officially come to an end tomorrow as he will announce his retirement at 9:30 tomorrow morning. The former Ottawa captain will also skate in the Senators' pregame warm-up tomorrow night against the Islanders. Alfredson played 1,246 games in the NHL, where he accumulated 444 goals and 1,157 points with the Senators and Red Wings. Off to the NBA, the Toronto Raptors will continue their Western Conference road swing tonight with a stop in Utah. Toronto held off the Sacramento Kings with a 117-109 win last night. The Raptors lead the NBA's Eastern Conference standings with 14 wins. The Jazz are struggling of late and having lost 6 in a row. Kevin Durant scored 27 points in his season debut, and Russell Westbrook added 21, but Oklahoma City fell 112-104 to the New Orleans Pelicans. Durant says he and teammates Serge Ibaka and Russell Westbrook have to step up their game.
He's battling uphill all game, so you know it's tough to win those games, especially in a row. So we got to be more focused. Starts with the leaders. Starts with me. Starts with Russ. Starts with Serge. We all got to do a better job.
The Bills and Toronto series is over. Buffalo president Russ Brandon says the team is done playing the so-called home games in the city after reaching an agreement with the Rogers Communications to terminate the 4 years left on the series. The Bills were 1-5 since the series was established in 2008. There's word that five-time All-Star outfielder Torrey Hunter will return to the Minnesota Twins. A source tells the Associated Press says that the player has agreed to a one-year deal worth $10.5 million U.S. Hunter turns 40 in July. He was a star with the Twins before joining the Los Angeles Angels in 2008. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnews@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today, periods of drizzle changing to a few rain showers or wet flurries this morning and ending late this afternoon, then cloudy. Wind gusting west with 30 kilometers gusting to 50. Temperature falling to +1 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of flurries overnight. Wind west, 30 kilometers gusting to 50. low minus 5. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of flurries in the morning, clearing near noon. Wind becoming light early in the morning, high minus 3. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, low minus 8, high plus 3. At 12:10, it's 3 degrees and cloudy. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Facebook and like us on Twitter. I'm William Prue, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 1.